this gospel lesson and these words tonight are among the most significant that I ever get to speak about. Very oftentimes, this passage from John is used as a memorial service or in a funeral service. But tonight, we're going to look at it from a different angle. Tonight, Thomas asks the question in the gospel lesson that sets up the I am statement that we're focusing on. Thomas asks, how can we know the way? And Jesus replies, Ego me, Yahweh, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And here is perhaps the most scandalous use of I am that Jesus uses in all his speaking. You see, the I am statement we're looking at today is maybe the one to which we should pay the most careful attention. More than one commentator has said with good reason that this one verse, verse 6, is, quote, the core statement of the entire book of John. Even more than John 3:16, this verse imparts to us the central teaching of John's gospel. To look at this another way is to say that it takes the reading and the studying of the entire book of John to unpack the depth of meaning in this one single I am statement of Jesus. Now, John 3:16 can be understood as the application to our life and for the life of the world of what we are considering and pondering tonight. I might even go so far as to say that this ego me is also the central teaching of the entirety of all of Holy Scripture. Without this verse, and all that it encompasses, we would be left in our sin and in our darkness and without a Savior. That's what Holy Writ is all about, after all. God telling us who He is. Who we are, lost in sin, and what He has done about it. What He's done is made a way, the way of reconciliation. And Jesus is the only source of truth for that. As the truth of Jesus being who He is, the Son of God and bringer of life, He is therefore the way to reconciliation with our Creator, God, Father in heaven. And thus, through reconciliation, by Jesus' death on the cross, we have and gained life. Without Jesus as the great I am, the Ego Ami, Yahweh, then we're left without a path to being restored to a relationship with God. So the words of Jesus tonight are what give His journey to the cross substance for you and I. The content of that substance is then Jesus Himself. Now, about Jesus as the way. One person has said, the Lord is a straight road with no confusing forks or turns. He leads us straight to the Father. Another comment I read said that Jesus being the way is the boundary of faith. I like that idea. Our faith finds its perimeter defined by the person of Jesus Christ. When Jesus says, I am the way, we understand that the relationship that He speaks of with the disciples and through them and the Holy Spirit, His relationship with us, is the way to the Father. In Jesus, the boundaries of our faith are realized. The knowing of Him is receiving the reality of Him being God in the flesh. That's both the limit and the content of gaining access to the Father in heaven above. Now, as to Jesus being truth, this phrase takes us back to the beginning of John's Gospel, where Jesus is said to be the true light of God in verse 9, and then twice in verses 14 and 16. Jesus is referred to as the one through whom grace and truth came to the world. Jesus bears the truth of God into the world because He is God and cannot and does not lie. Again, the perimeter of our faith is defined by Jesus as the one who puts the truth of God into flesh. He never speaks falsely or deceptively. We also hold that as He is the content of Scripture, being Himself its author, all truth, therefore, is bound up in Him. So, by Him saying, "Ego emi," the truth, He goes beyond mere statements of fact to expressing the reality of truth located. Truth is located in His person. Again, truth, like the way, comes to us through His relationship with us. We know the truth because we know Him by grace through faith. Now, as to Jesus being the life, one of the ancient church fathers put it beautifully like this: what the soul is to the body is what Christ is to the soul. Without the soul, the body does not live. The soul does not live without Christ. I love that expression. It makes clear that in the here and now, we have life. We have life as Christians only because Jesus inhabits our souls, giving us assurance of eternal life now. And then there's the idea that Jesus is the life, because not even death could hold Him. He overcomes death to the point that death cannot even keep us from coming to Him. Death has no grip on us because Jesus is life. You've heard me say it before. Jesus broke up every funeral that we have record of Him attending because death cannot win in the face of life. Jesus is the life of all. But the scandal tonight lies not only in Jesus' claims to being the I Am of life and truth, but also as being the way, the one and only way to God, the Father. And He says it plainly: no one comes to the Father except through Me. There is no ambiguity in this clear statement of truth. Even Philip, who had been with Jesus from the beginning, questions Jesus. But Jesus does not back away from what He has claimed. Philip, along with the rest of the world, along with the disciples, along with you and I, are confronted with one and only path to God, Jesus. Jesus, who said so emphatically tonight, "Ego emi," Yahweh, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." In His name we pray. Amen.